Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keep singing. Go. Shane, kill the music. Let him go. Go, go, Sharpie.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to get my swole game on next Friday because that'll be the start of the summer Fridays.
Are you what it serious?
I might wear a Marcus Smart outfit or DJ Khaled in my case. We have similar bodies and probably similar singing and probably similar, like, there's probably a lot of things.
Hey. I talked to him last night. He's in Georgia.
The person that was just singing?
No, DJ.
Oh, Coach okay. Jackson. Okay. I thought there would have been probably a better story if you were talking to our artist.
Really easy to see how he's a good recruiter. That's all I'll say.
Sure is. 99 days away from the start of the football season. I think people are more.
And they lost their QB.
Yeah, Reese Mooney. Here he comes.
So it sounds like.
Come to Nebraska.
No. Sounds like.
We need a baseball player.
Sounds like he may be a multi-sport guy.
Well, that was the plan at Nebraska.
Yeah, but maybe at a different level.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I would listen. To do over again, I would contemplate it.
Let's don't kid ourselves now that we're talking Nebraska baseball. Nebraska lost a significant outfielder, Chance Mason. Or was it Chance or Chase?
Chase.
Mason from South Dakota. He decided to go play football. And went back home.
Yeah. I don't blame anybody for wanting to play or participate in what they love for as long as they can. Life's a lot better that way. Then you don't grow up being bitter and picking fights and, you know, being mad at the world because something you didn't do.
Thank you.
No, I'm dead serious.
I'm vibing with you here.
You want to go play 55 sports at a lower level? Go ahead and do it. Not 55. But.
That'd be a lot. The time commitment would be kind of strange.
Well, it depends on where you were.
Well, you go to Midland. Midland's got 35 sports.
If you were at Northwest Directional.
Nothing new.
You know.
You said what?
Mid-level tri-state college. They only have like.
Over 300 hours.
85 students. You could probably play every sport. Never know.
I like playing against road games.
Trust me, it crossed my mind when I was in high school about going to a smaller school where I could play all the sports instead of the competitiveness that was Urbandale High School that did not allow me to make my way to the starting lineup in football.
You laugh. I almost made that mistake in baseball.
Football.
Really?
Yes. Picked a little lesser school to guarantee playing multiple sports.
Oh, so you were going to go play baseball at Bellevue.
The Bruins weren't playing football.
Oh.
What's wrong with you, man?
You're going to come to UNO?
What's wrong with you?
Ooh, learn something new every day. That would have been interesting. Connection with that.
You're interesting.
Sure I am. 99 days from the start of the college football season. I think more people.
JJ Watt.
More people are excited for the actual game than the game being played in Ireland.
It's exciting.
99 days away. Nebraska has an interesting stretch here of recruiting.
Yes, they do. Big weekend.
Marcus Washington, wide receiver from Texas, potentially.
Shoot, he may be on his flight as we speak.
Is he there to replace the productivity or the potential of a Xavier Betts or to be a fella? Remember, they got a nice little pass catcher that is yet to arrive on campus, Mr. Bonner, that's coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
That could factor in as well. Quick note on Nebraska football, and then I got a question for you. Ready?
Yeah. Which one's coming first?
Well, this isn't really a question. This is a... Yesterday... A former walk-on from Seward, Nebraska.
Corey Mikus.
The July 4th capital of the United States of America.
Different Seward alum.
Sam Cook has retired. One of the better pro Huskers, I would say, to last 16 years in the NFL as a punter.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a Super Bowl ring. He impacted the game with all of his different types of punts. What is he, over 45 yards in his career? But we kind of thought something's up
with the draft.
Yeah, when Baltimore drafted a punter, and we thought, well, Sam's got one more. He retired yesterday. Hell of a career. Yeah. I mean, a H-E double hockey stick type of career for Sam.
They love him, too.
And he's going to stick around the organization.
They love him. He's the consummate professional. And good on him. Good on him. I like to see people do well.
But 16 years in the NFL as a punter.
Dude, who are you telling? That's tough. Mm-hmm. 16 years for anybody in the NFL.
Wow.
16 years for the equipment guy.
Isn't he the last, I think this
Dragon?
Is. No. I think this is a nugget.
Show enough.
The last Husker to score a point in a Super Bowl. I have to look that up.
I watched a former Husker in a Super Bowl yesterday. It must have been bad Super Bowl fake excitement
Roger
day.
Craig?
No. Grant Wistrom. Oh. Playing right end for the Seattle Seahawks. I watched a little bit of the Steelers-Seahawks-Steelers-Cardinals yesterday on NFL Network while I was getting dinner ready. Overrated games. That Arizona game was a snoozer for 2.5 quarters. And if I saw Kurt Warner's wife, Miss Brenda, one more time on the broadcast, that
is what it is.
Wild.
Yeah, she was featured as much as Catherine Webb when A.J. McCarron was playing at Alabama. She just didn't have anybody creeping on her.
Wait, did you use her married name? Or was she Webb back then?
She was Webb back then. When Brent went all Brent Musburger.
Yeah.
They were not officially together. Well, I mean, legally together. They were just dating.
Yeah, that was not a good game. Seahawks used to have some ugly uniforms. And I forgot, the Seahawks lost Ken Hamlin.
Whoa.
The Seahawks lost Ken Hamlin in a bar fight.
You're not talking about the days of Dave Craig uniforms, Steve Largent. Those
I'm talking
Kingdom Seattle Seahawk uniforms. Okay.
I'm talking like Matt Hasselbeck.
Oh, yeah. They did go through a bad stretch of those uniforms were not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Daryl Jackson trying to run
yes,
back.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, let me ask you this question, because in the last hour we're going to talk recruiting with Mike Schaefer. And again, Nebraska's trying to finish the 22 roster. They're trying to add to the 23 roster. They're trying to make inroads in Kansas City, where I think a little bit of not being in the Big 12 where you show up with your team often in that area does not help. But you have to also have somebody that has connections there, and Bill Bush does. But that's for Schaefer. In the class of 23, and I know my answer because he ran yesterday. Is there a player in the class of 23, and there's only five right now, that you are excited about, that actually makes you go, you've got my attention? Or have they found that guy yet?
Wait, you watched him run yesterday?
Yes, Ben Bramer.
Oh, sneaky. You meant that's already said yes.
Yes, yes, in the current class. Now, you could say somebody that
I
you
like.
Know,
I'm
you,
glad.
You
I'm,
know
on,
that's
I'm, on,
lined up.
I'm on the Bramer hype train. It was solidified after Maddie watched him practice up there getting ready for that broadcast. I thought I knew, and then I had another guy that I trust his football opinion verify it for me. I'm glad you like Bramer because I'm telling you, if he played anywhere, if he was in Class A, we would be waxing poetic. I mean, he's thin, but man, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's legit.
He's got a frame that they'll be able to work with. He's 6'5", about 185, 190 maybe right now.
I would be tempted. I'd put it if you asked me right now, I'd put him in the top four of those guys in terms of talents. I'd go, obviously, Flores, Noonan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking at production, don't laugh me off the show because I like Coleman. Relative to what they do, he's been more productive. Now, Zane and Noonan would be hard to unseat.
Yes.
And we'll see what we can. We'll see what we get from a healthy Jalen Lloyd all season getting touches.
Well, his stock in two sports is going to go up.
Yeah, and it's weird. It's kind of disappointing. It's exciting for him, but it is kind of disappointing that we act like
it's exciting.
He just, like, arrived on the planet.
Well, with his track prowess, people paid more attention, and then they find out what he did on football. But let's be honest, he played at a high school football program that doesn't get the attention that most do here in the Metro.
Even though it's a great school, it just wasn't an offense built for him. Shoot, I asked him a couple weeks ago. I'm like, hey. Nah, I'm not even going to get into that.
Well, is there a player?
Try to see if we can maximize in a lot of places.
This is for everybody.
You know, we're not afraid to think outside the box.
I don't know.
Put it on full display.
Anybody yet committed in 23 that's got your attention or will be visiting that you'll get excited about? Because you could play this game. When's the last time, whether you poo-poo recruiting or not, if you're Steve Sipple?
Which he doesn't do that anymore. But
where a recruit that says yes to your school actually gets you excited. You go, here we go. And they may or may not pan out, but the fact that they committed to your school.
Yeah.
And in this case, Ben Bramer is that guy for me. And I'm probably not going to change much from that. And I don't know why he's not already wearing a number 11 jersey as a tribute to Matt Herrion, former Pierce Blue Jay.
And sometimes I want to ask you something. And sometimes you listen to me, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you want to wait and form your own opinions. When I was all in on Bramer, were you just kind of waiting? Or you weren't really paying attention.
Remember,
to
me. We were not together, so we had, you know, we were not sharing these ideas
but
together.
We were in the same building, and we were still friends, I think.
Yeah, but I wasn't walking around with, like, a card that said Ben Bramer on my forehead.
Hey, what is this, The Office? You know, you should try that.
Treat this place like The Office?
Just put a Ben Bramer card on your forehead, and just have people try to figure out what you're doing.
Hey!
I'll do like Flores or Noonan or Lloyd or somebody and have people try to guess what we're doing. Like a game. Slap like a, you know, let Shane walk around with like a, well, it's Genitone's a year ahead, but that, like a Vince Genitone card on his forehead.
Why not? Shane strikes me. He likes Creighton Prep. He can go Sam Sledge card.
Yeah.
Who Sammy has already committed
to. No, he strikes me more of a Rocco guy.
Yes,
could you
indeed.
Imagine Shane being called Rocco? Put a card on him. You know what we should do? Call him Marty. Well, Sharmar. Shane, why do you have that card on your head?
Why the f*** is Shane walking in there?
Why do all these people at 72nd and Western all of a sudden love me? Why are they following me on Twitter? All right, we're going to talk
Sugar
about
Shane. He's followed on Twitter by a WWE diva.
Are you still? Do you?
Well, officially.
Do you think Shane has any idea who we were just talking about?
No. I do.
Any of those aforementioned people?
No.
Officially, they're not called that anymore. They're called something else. I mean, I don't follow wrestling, but George was, when he was here, he was telling me about it.
Divas is not 2022 PC enough?
I don't know. I don't know about why they're not called that anymore, but they're not called WWE Divas anymore. But yes, I still am followed by that particular person.
I think I have that picture somewhere. Do you want me to tweet it out for you?
The one that you already tweeted out is not the one that follows me.
Oh, it's a different one?
Yeah. It's the other one that was here.
Well, there's two.
Yeah.
The one that looks like me or the one that looks like you?
Well, she doesn't look like you at all because she's a girl.
All right. That's a good time to take a break.
Here are your three brownie batter and yellow cake batter shakes. Enjoy your Sonic.
You know how you could really win some brownie points with the lady?
How?
Going and picking up a brownie batter shake.
Don't you think Dang. That's obvious, though? Do you think she would know that you're trying to get brownie points?
Doesn't matter.
Why lick the spoon when you can drink the whole cup? Indulge in Sonic brownie batter and yellow cake batter shakes, hand-mixed and made with real ice cream. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations. Hours may vary.
42 degrees. A lot of locations to get this thing right. The source for helping me create better days. I've seen better days. Just picked up my little care package. You know what's in it. My L-carnitine, the cognitive, my immune boost, and of course my CLAs. Kind of help get the old metabolism started. 42 degrees has been fantastic in terms of helping me create better days. Whether it's some of the creams, Even for my dogs, who is, you know, traumatic experience, right? The whole neutering experience and getting them in the right frame of mind and the treats that I'd been able to give them. It's worked wonders. Up until this point, it could still be you too. It doesn't have to just be a me thing. Stop on out. Like I said, a lot of locations, super clean, friendly, and way knowledgeable. You just got to be willing to ask the questions. Do yourself a favor. Stop on in. Talk to the staff at 42 Degrees and get yourself a free sample. And remember the other thing? Tell them Damon sent you.
Remember, no matter how you listen, it's still AM radio. 1620, The Zone.
Hi.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.